Niggas are so frustrating. Damn! Sometimes, not saying in real life, I wish I had a dick. So, the way some people be coming at me that are male would make sense. Does that make sense? I don't know. Woo! I keep telling myself, we're trying to get better. Okay. What are y'all here for? Y'all are here for a recap of an episode. What episode are we recapping? I think it had something to do with sex. You know, that thing that I'm not getting. I need some of that. Hold on. Sexual something. Let's see. Sexual transmutation. Is that what it is? Sexual. Yeah. Sexual transmutation focused precision. That's what we're going over. Sexual trans, which I think is where all my gym energy is coming from, because I have not dabbled since February, and y'all need to pray for whoever that man is, okay? Because you get no breaks. All right, so let's start recording. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. Come on, music. Hey, 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 hey. I'm going to work out while y'all listen to this.
Welcome back to She Gets a Podcast. My name is Shan. You know me. Hashtag She Gets a Pod. www.whoisshan.com. She is I am she. All right. Ooh, I think
caught that. Do not go on that website. Whoisshan.com is no more. It's shanbepodden.com. Yeah. All right, let me press play.
Talked about sexual transmutation before. But if I did, it was probably like a few seasons back. Bike. So this is sexual transmutation is for me 2021. Okay.
And woo! 5 years ago.
Once I get through all of this. All right. So what the fuck is sexual transmutation? That's what we're talking about. It is taking all that sexual energy that you have and turning it into energy to create with purpose and do other personal investments within yourself, okay? Meaning, I am not screwing, I am not sucking on, I am not kissing, I am not intimately engaging in anything with any man for the past year and 3 months. Woo! All right? Woo! I would never be able to bust out all these episodes if I was like romantically engaging with the man. There's just no way. I would not be as focused as I am to get all of this shit done. I wouldn't be meeting these guidelines and these.
Which I will say this. I am my best self when I am single. Okay? I am my best self when I am single. I have never been in a relationship with a man who has put me in a better position in life than I did for myself prior to meeting him. Never. Not number one, not number two, not number three, not number four, not number five, and not number six. Okay? I have never seen the good that a man will do in your life from start to the end of the relationship. Never seen it. The only two things I will say that was very promising from any relationship that I have would be my kids. That's about it.
Deadlines. I want to be starting these projects like I am. But I feel like this is a perfect time for me to do it because there's nobody, baby, in my peripheral view that I'm like open and ready to engage with in that way. So I'm taking all advantages of my time. Okay. What homie said, she said, I'm reclaiming
my time.
That's what I'm doing. So that's what I'm talking about this episode. Get comfortable. Get comfortable. And I'm going to give you some insight on how this shit works because you gotta be self-disciplined to do this. It is not easy, but it gets better the more you do it. Welcome back. Y'all should see me. I'm actually spelling what I'm saying with my hands. All right. So basically what I'm doing in order to successfully do this sexual transmutation is I'm taking all that energy that I would put into someone that I'm in a relationship with and I'm channeling it elsewhere. I'm changing my life with my efforts, my work, and my sentiments, all right? I am engaging in what do I need to do? What does Chantal need to do for Chantal right now, okay? Because I don't have anybody in my life that is asking to have some of my time except for my kids, okay? And as far as like work, I could balance.
Now, the difference is there are people asking for my time, but not people I see anything future promising with. And I'm very much focused on dealing with people who are good for my future. If you are not good for my future, I do not want to give you my time. And it sounds crazy to be like, well, how do you know if somebody currently is good for your future? That means I'm asking you certain questions up front. I'm figuring out where you are in life. I'm figuring out what you've done in life to figure out if I need to include you going forward. And most people are not going in the direction that I'm going to because there are certain experiences they need to have that I don't want to be involved in. And I think that's very important. So it's not that there are not options and questions that I am being asked currently by people. But I just don't want to waste a man's time. So if I don't see you as more than what you're asking me, I really don't want to give you my time. I've always been that way. Now, there are women in life that love to waste a man's time, love to waste a man's money, love to keep a man lingering just so they can have attention. I am not that girl, never been that girl. If I don't like you, I really don't want to talk to you. I really don't want to see you. If what you want from me, I feel like you don't deserve from me, I'm really not going to give you that. So it's a lose-lose situation over here if we're not going in the right direction together. So there's that.
It's work because I'm working from home. But every day I show up for me. Every day I do work for me.
Every day!
Every day, I spend time with myself and I think and I write and I do, okay? I don't plan and just sit there and hope and pray. I do, okay? And I feel like in my life, so much BS has popped up in my life, but I honestly feel like because I always show up for myself and always give my best, that the outcome is always something great or something good coming through or opportunity coming my way and I excel in it. I used to question it on why things work out for me and I don't question it anymore because I know I'm always showing up for myself, right? And
Ari's bus alarm went off. Hold on.
But every day I show up for me. Every day I do work for me. Every day I spend time with myself and I think and I write and I do. Okay? I don't plan and just sit there and hope and pray. I do. Okay? And I feel like in my life, so much BS has popped up in my life, but I honestly feel like because I always show up for myself and always give my best, that the outcome is always something great or something good coming through or opportunity coming my way and I excel in it. I used to question it on why things work out for me, and I don't question it anymore because I know I'm always showing up for myself, right? And it's about being smart. It's been a year and 3 months without peeing for me. Do I miss it? The good ones. The good ones. But the good ones are no more. So I don't feel like I'm missing anything. And I think men and women can do this. And all the greatest things come from self-discipline. If you're self-disciplined to not spend money, you save money.
Period.
If you're self-disciplined to focus in on, you know, something you want to accomplish as far as like school or getting a raise or starting your own business, it pays off. Like self-discipline in anything is rewarding, right? So why would you put yourself in a position to involve sexual transmutation? It's about being in control of what you put your energy into. That's a definite. Instead of what you put your energy into, it's a gamble.
Facts.
All relationships are gambles. Okay. Even me being a parent and raising my children to be quote unquote good people. Maybe I become a parent to someone who just wants to go against the grain and do what they want to do, and I'm constantly bailing them out of jail, or I'm constantly showing up for court hearings, and I'm constantly just hoping they do one more thing so they could be locked the fuck up and sit down somewhere. Right? Some people give birth to individuals, human beings who have come out of that punani to ruin their lives. Some people do. And some people give birth to great human beings who come into this world and do great things. Okay, that's a gamble. Some people spend a lifetime with somebody, get into a relationship, and that person turns into this whole different type of beast. That's a gamble. Some people get married to somebody who treated them like the most delicate flower in the world, and they get married, and for whatever reason, they get to a point where they just want to be fucking villains in that marriage. That's a gamble. Business partners sometimes can be a gamble, okay? Everything is a gamble except for you and what you put your energy into to be a better you, okay? That's a definite thing. Your body can calm down when you spend your energy on things that bring you peace. Your mind can be clear when you're focused on what is working for you versus what is not working for you. It's hard to have a clear mind about who you are.
Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, Wear It Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loudmouth Stereo with Greg, I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shambi Podden on most social media platforms. You can find me on shambipodden.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you could find me on Bonfire, Shabby Pot and Spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode.
Are where you're at when you're constantly trying to show up for somebody else. It's hard. But I balance it every day on how to show up for my kids, how to show up for my friends, the ways that I can, what can I do, and how to show up for me. Okay? The more motivated you are to work, the more motivated you are to work for yourself. Work on yourself. Be honest with yourself. Okay? Taking the time to correct your personal cons about yourself is major key. Like, I don't need anybody telling me the cons about me. I know what my cons are. I spend every day with myself. Sometimes I wake up and I get on my goddamn nerves. And I know it. Every month I say, you know, I'm going to do this. And here comes the month again. What you doing? The same shit. Mm-hmm. Like, those are my lessons. Those are my life lessons. You know what I'm saying? I know when I'm falling short. I know when I'm doing my best. And I know when I'm just shrugging it. You heighten your sexual pleasures by honing in on why you want that. Why you like that? What are some new ways that you can please yourself? What is actually arousing to you? Like, the most intimate thing that you can do with somebody that you're in a relationship with is really, 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 really want to feel them in a physical way. But you actually get to feel them in a mental or a spiritual way. And some people have been in relationships for years and haven't even reached those levels. Okay? That's something you can tap into. That's not what I'm talking about today. And if you look up something called Kabbalah, it's basically saying sexual desire is the same as your deepest spiritual expression, which I believe is equal, because for me, I have to fuck you mentally before I ever want to fuck you physically. So if you're not mentally attractive to me, then you won't ever have to worry about the possibility of us doing anything sexual. That's just me, though. Everybody does not think the same way. Next, I'll get into the benefits of sexual transmutation. Them lips pop it. All right, so
I thought there was gonna be an ad.
Lastly, yesterday. All right, so boom. What are the benefits of sexual transmutation? Okay, first of all, you're more creative. I'm already a creative person, but I'm way more creative when I'm not engaging with someone in that way. I have way more energy because I'm not putting that sexual energy into somebody or doing those things. I fulfill things that I need to do. My vision is clear because I'm focused. I'm not worried about what somebody did yesterday, why somebody didn't call me, why somebody didn't show up, what somebody's doing. Did I call them today? Did I text them today? You know, how was that stroking the other day? Do I want to stroke them today? Like, I'm not worried about none of that shit, right? So I'm focused. If you look up tantric edging, That's the thing. Okay. And I'm not disciplined enough to not get mine. Okay. So certain things I don't look up, certain things I don't engage in. And I think you should check out Twin Flames and Soulmates. Those are topics that I've done, I want to say, in season 7. Also, Karmic Partners. I did that last.
When I realized that I had a karmic partner for over 2 decades, y'all. Oh my God! When you realize that your connection with a person is so toxic and not progressive and this roller coaster of emotions and drama, when you get out of that, oh my God. I'm so glad I got out of that, but it was just a lot. It was a lot. And being with a karmic partner, it doesn't get better. It's just like a continuance of this circus of bullshit. And when you get a chance to get out of it, you don't ever want to get back in it with a person. So when you start noticing certain traits or certain mannerisms or certain ways you guys can't resolve conflict, and you're good, then you're not good. You're good, then you're not good. Y'all cool, then y'all not cool. Get out of that. Okay, y'all are not good for each other. You don't need another example of why you're not good for each other. Also, when life starts to tell you this should not happen, and you try to step over that problem to make it happen, that's also a sign that you should not be doing this with this person. This person is not for you. When you're with the right person, life falls in place. And I also believe that there are certain relationships that you have to experience in order to learn life lessons. But you also get to a point where the lessons start getting more pivotal and more damaging in your life for a longer period. And when you get out of a relationship like that, you don't stick around to see people get better. And that's why when people get older, their tolerance for bullshit gets smaller. Because that's what's supposed to happen. When you went through some shit for an extended period of time, once you see signs of it, you don't stay in some new shit that's looking like that old shit. You just don't. I shouldn't have to tell no man what's disrespectful and how they speak to me. I shouldn't have to tell no man you should apologize. I shouldn't have to tell no man this is not appropriate. I shouldn't have to tell, like, there's just certain things I'm not about to have a conversation about. It's either you know or you don't know. And because you don't know, we can't deal. And men should be like that about women too.
Here in March, that's an episode. And okay, this soulmate bullshit. I did that in 2018 in November.
And I don't believe in soulmates no more either.
And this has a lot to do with that. But for me, if the fucking is not about to be worth it, why do I waste my time? Like, why would I waste my time?
Hello?
And if I really don't like a person, why would I waste my time? And if that person loves a different way and I don't like poor investments. Okay? Treat this pussy like the stock market. I do not like poor investments. So, I don't mind not engaging in sex right now. It's actually working out for me. I could be very transparent. I'm very honest about that shit. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything right now. And if I am missing out on anything right now, I don't know it. And I want to continue to not know it until I just feel like, okay, I'm ready to invite somebody into my space. or invite somebody into who I am on the other side, because there is another side. Okay. But for right now, I think I'm good. I'm good. Sexual transmutation equals focused precision. And the precision that I'm focused on is me being better, a better mom, a better creative, and just really collaborating with other creatives this year. So if a relationship comes to happen this year, cool. If it doesn't, listen, I've gone longer without, and that is what it is. You know, I gotta find other things to make me excited. Nibble so hard though. Get the podcast. My name is Shan. You can find She Gets It Pod on Twitter, IG. If you want to collab or you have a product or a show that you would like to run an ad on here, either pre-roll or mid-roll, let me know. Let me know. I love you so much, Leah. R.I.P. Such a shame. Yeah, let me know. Hit me up. Let me know. Get in my DMs for the right reasons.
Please.
To do something business-wise.
Please.
Again, if you try me, if you try to drop one of your weak-ass lines, you're going to be dismissed. Okay?
To this day!
That gets you nowhere, okay? But I appreciate y'all for listening. Don't forget to go into your Apple app, scroll down, hit She Gets It Podcast, scroll down again. There's something with some stars. Hit them stars on what you like. Tell me what you didn't like and leave a review. I'm out. Y'all know I'll be back. I'm not like your baby daddy. I'm going to be back to pick these kids up.
episode. Update. She's single again. I don't know. I feel like I can't do long distance relationships with people anymore. I need my man 45 max minutes away from me or less. I still don't have to live with you, but I just cannot have 20% of a physical relationship and majority of the relationship is verbal or through a digital device. I can't do it. My life is different. My needs are different. I'm not about to be arguing or having a disagreement with somebody I don't even see. Please! Can't do it. And like I said, unless you're adding to my life in a better way, adding to me thinking in a better way, adding to me building in a better way, being more financially educated to be better in a better way, sir, please, please rethink speaking to me. If we're not going to come up with good concepts to make each other's business better, lives better, kids better. Please, please. Like, I would like to experience a relationship that changed my life in a better way. Please, but if all that you're bringing is feelings and confusion, keep it. Keep it. If all that you're bringing is confusion and a little splash of wing, keep it. If all that you're bringing is unhealed things covered up by being a nice guy, keep it. I've had enough of that. I'm like what was said in this episode, I'm better when I'm single. And I want to be able to say, I have been a better person in this relationship since I've been in it. And I have yet to be able to say that. Where the fuck are you at, nigga? Woo! But till then, the body is getting better. She's more toned. She feels great. Nipples still on. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm eating better. I feel better. When people text me, I'm not instantly annoyed or instantly ready to like choke somebody out. It's just a very peaceful time right now for me. And if you're going to bring me more peace, come on. You know what I'm saying? Come on. If you're going to bring me more giggles so more abs can come in, come on. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Okay. You want to go out to eat? You want to go out and do activity? Great. But I don't want any unsure energy around me when it comes to like friends, when it comes to business, when it comes to coming in to use some type of energy that I got that you want a piece of. No. I don't want to share my body with the world either. Okay. You do not see me on OF, even though I have the things that can make the coin on OF. Okay. Ask my group chat. but you know, the Lord wanted to part me with children. So here I am, you know, I don't mind being a freak hoe for a man that I'm with. If you ain't even get another spot to get, that's it. But that's not a conversation for y'all. That's a conversation for me and whoever that man is. You know what I'm saying? But anywho, thank you so much for listening to this recap. I want to say this is dropping at the end of December. No, this is dropping on the 2nd of January. Happy New Year! It's a new year. Hope you get all the great things, all the amazing things. Let me open my door for this child because I heard her buzz. I gotta cover my titties because I know my nipples are showing. Come on, girl! what was I gonna say? Come on, Ari. What? Come on. Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? Don't be surprised dropping my children off. Don't be surprised dropping the kids off. Why she got out?
Why she get out? I don't know.
Bye. Hold on. No, there's only one gym left. Anyway, that's the end because I can't talk about what I was talking about before. We're done. The kids are here.